You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Ben Trefney, in for Hana Baba. We're going to head to a different part of San Francisco now, one very close to KALW's heart and to KALW itself. The Portola District is just down the hill from our station in the southeast side of the city. It was officially designated as San Francisco's Garden District in 2016, and that's being celebrated, as you might have heard on KALW, this Saturday with the annual Portola Garden Tour. It's a walkabout of 25 neighborhood gardens. One of our reporters, Josiah Luis Alderete, wanted to get to know the Garden District for himself, so he found a tour guide of his own, an artist who created a mural telling the story of the neighborhood.
Arthur Koch and I are standing in front of his latest project, a giant mural and three panels showing the district's rich history.
The one common element across all of the three panels is the skyline of McLaren Park there. That's the unifying element there. And I look up from my backyard and that's what I see every day is the McLaren Park skyline.
The mural covers one of the outside walls of the grocery outlet over on Silver Street. It's a colorful mashup of the Portola's different cultural histories.
So then we have the people who were here first, the Olon Indians, and floating down Islas Creek, which has since been filled in. And then up on the hill.
It shows people who have lived in the neighborhood and some of the Portola's more distinct landmarks and architecture.
There's a whole block of greenhouses, and they used to grow roses and all different kinds of flowers that supplied San Francisco and Central California. And then after World War II, they changed those flower gardens to what they call victory gardens, which are vegetable gardens that supplied...
Arthur won a contest last year that was co-hosted by the Portola Neighborhood Association. He completed the mural in December 2016 with the help of many other residents.
Like 14 people volunteered to help me.
He also got to know his neighbors a lot better.
I met a lot of people that had grown up in this neighborhood that were second or third generation Portolans, you know, as well as, you know, new immigrants that barely spoke English. But they all really reacted positively. And if they didn't offer to help me, that some people would bring me refreshments or drinks.
It's part of a series of beautification projects happening in the area that's aimed at reclaiming the district's history.
The city recently officially named the Portola the Garden District because we were kind of like the farms for San Francisco a long time ago.
Listening to Arthur, it's clear that he's as much a local historian as he is an artist. I asked him to take me on a tour of the neighborhood and point out some of the people and places we see in his mural. As a light rain begins to fall, we cut through Grocery Outlet's front parking lot. Arthur begins to point out spots in the neighborhood that have come and gone since he moved back here in the 1990s.
You know, the Italo Market is not there anymore. That's a wig store now.
What was the Italo Market before?
It was an Italian supermarket, and they had their own butcher. As you see, they got the ducks and the hogs hanging in the window there. And, you know, the Jewish synagogue is no longer a synagogue, but it still has the Star of David there.
What is it now?
It's an evangelical church.
Many of the Italian and Jewish stores that used to be here are gone. Now, Chinese and Vietnamese businesses stand in their place. More than a third of the people living in the Portola today are Asian American.
22 years ago, it was really evenly mixed, I gotta say, you know. Blacks, whites, Latins, Chinese.
Now, a lot of the black and white people have moved out. Arthur points to an old restaurant to our left.
Well, Johnson's Barbecue has been closed for a while, and they're trying to find somebody to put a business in there, hopefully another barbecue place.
The Portola has changed, like so much of San Francisco, that it can be hard to see past the worn and comfortable-looking houses and storefronts in the neighborhood and find those layers of history that were created around here. Our tour is almost over. Arthur and I are walking past one of the Portola's more popular public spaces, Pelega Park. Almost immediately, Arthur is reminded of a story.
Sulagi Pelega. And there used to be a lot more Samoans in this neighborhood. And he was able to mediate between gang members to try to reduce gang violence. But unfortunately, in the process of doing that, he got shot and killed himself. So
Pelega's story is one that many residents around here will always associate with the neighborhood, he says. We continue walking away from the playground and stop at the corner of San Bruno Avenue.
Thank you so much for talking with me, Arthur.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
After saying goodbye to Arthur, I start making my way back to his mural for one last look. I can see how the Portola's quiet streets might not necessarily reflect the culture and people that have passed through it the way other San Francisco neighborhoods do. This is still in my mind as I find myself in front of Arthur's mural again, where I see Maltese dancers next to Ohlone Indians, next to a Chinese man doing Tai Chi, surrounded by Italian immigrants working in Rainbow Gardens, while Jerry Garcia jams off in the distance. Suddenly, the notion of the Portola not having much of an identity dissipates into a thought that this quiet neighborhood is, in fact, lush with history and culture. In San Francisco's Garden District, I'm Josiah Luis Alderete for Cross Currents.
That story originally aired in 2017, 1 year after the Portola officially became San Francisco's Garden District. You can find out more information about the Portola Garden Tour, which happens this Saturday, by heading over to KALW.org.